Welcome to Today's Main Ingredient, a program designed to help you bring local farm fresh food to your table. I'm your host, Mickey Useups. Today, my guests are blueberry farmer Bobby Morgan of the Pawpack Blueberry Farm in Pawpack, Pennsylvania. That's just on the eastern side of Lake Wall and Pawpack. Our chef today is Donna Fitzgerald Vanan of the Maximum Zen Bakery and Cafe in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania. Today's main ingredient is summer berries, and we're starting with blueberries. Bobby, we're going to start with you as our farmer talking about blueberries. You own the Pawpack Blueberry Farm.
We are family owned. The farm was started in 1964 by my father-in-law, and about 10 or 12 years ago, he passed it on to his children, and I happened to have married his oldest daughter.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you grow on your blueberry farm in Pawpack?
We grow high bush cultivated blueberries. We have almost 24 different cultivars ripening different times of the year from late June, early July, all the way through into September. Blueberries come in different sizes, colors, and flavors. You can get some really sweet ones. You can get some tart ones. That little bugger is affected by the weather a lot, but they do love the climate here that we have. We are lucky enough to have our fields receive lots of sunshine, which they absolutely love. It's a short season crop, basically the month of August. When they're there, you've got to get them.
Do you have any that have been there since the farm started? How long do they last?
Oh, they'll last forever. We have blueberry bushes here that have been here over 60 years. Like I said, my father-in-law started the farm, bought it in 64, but he had leased it a couple of years beforehand. And I'm not sure how long it was here before that. They're a native plant to North America, so they do well here.
August is, you know, high season. That's when you've got to get the fruit. But there's got to be more to it than that. Can you talk a little bit about what happens the rest of the year?
Oh, sure. Right now, it's picking season. So we're basically just harvesting the crop. After the crop is off, there's field maintenance, there's bush maintenance. Because they're deciduous, they will lose their leaves in the fall after displaying some absolutely beautiful colors. You know, reds, oranges, burgundies, magentas on the leaves. A lot of people use them anymore as landscape plants, just because of the fall colors. We wait until late winter to do our pruning. They do need to be pruned every year to get rid of the flush of new growth, helps them considerably. And then again, as winter wanes and spring comes around, then it's back to taking care of them as they wake up. In the spring, there's a little more maintenance pruning, there's fertilizing, we have to deal with weeds. I monitor for pests because people don't like bugs in their berries, so it's a constant endeavor. They need something just about every month out of the year.
They like a high acid soil. Can you talk a little bit about that and how you deal with that on the farm and keeping the soil at the right pH?
Sure. We're fortunate. We have Pennsylvania topsoil here in Palmyra Township, which is mainly very acidic rock with a little bit of dirt smattered in between our soil. And we do have fairly low pH. I like to keep the pH no lower than 4.5. You can control pH in our particular instance as a commercial grower, primarily with a fertilizer. If you have a pH issue that's starting to creep up, we will fertilize with something like ammonium sulfate. So they're getting their nitrogen that they need, and the sulfate pushes the pH back down. They seem to be cruising along nicely now, and you don't have to use so much of an acid-based fertilizer. You can just feed them a nitrogen or a blend. And sometimes a little bit of lime is necessary, not just for pH, but also to get some of the micronutrients that the plant needs, like the boron and the magnesium.
You said you have almost 24 different cultivars of the Northern High Bush. It's important to have various cultivars of blueberries in order for them to be healthy cross-pollinators. Am I correct?
That's absolutely correct. A blueberry will wind or rain pollinate. But for some reason, if you have cross-pollination from different varieties, Mother Nature gives you bigger berries and maybe a denser crop and a larger berry too. So don't ask why. The answer is because. In the plantings, you'll notice when you come here, you'll see a few rows of one variety, then there's another one, and then another one, and you know they bounce around and mix. And then you know you've got honeybees. We have hives here with honeybees, and we also have a native bee population this year. We seem to have a lot of bumblebees, and bumblebees are a fantastic pollinator just by the way they are built.
Now, I know you also have a store on the property and people can come and pick their own. Can you talk a little bit about the pick your own side of things?
Sure. We are primarily a pick your own operation anymore. Ever since social media, that has really put us, I guess, on the map, you could say. And, you know, many different things in today's climate. You know, people want to know where their food comes from. And if they can have the control of actually sourcing it themselves, picking their own berries, that's even better. The other side of it then is we do have, like you said, a store, which we have homemade ice cream and we have on-premise baked daily fresh baked goods, a nice variety of baked goods. And 99.9% of them have blueberries in them in some form or fashion. And then we have a gift shop also. You know, lots of little blueberry-related Schottskys, glassware, mugs, T-shirts, you know, stuff like that.
It is a cute little store, and the baked goods are supreme. Do you bring your own containers? You guys have the containers? How does that work?
In the past, until COVID hit, you could bring your own container. We would weigh it, get the tare weight, put a sticker on it so that we weren't charging you for the weight of your container. And you went out and picked your berries, brought them back, and paid for them. Now with COVID, cross-pollinating between customers and staff is forbidden. So it's a little more relaxed this year. You can bring your own container or we can sell you a pail.
And what are your hours right now? I know you're open for pick your own now.
Yes, we're open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that will go through Labor Day. We usually close at noon on Labor Day.
Well, thank you very much, Bobby Morgan from the Pawpack Blueberry Farm on Gumbletown Road in Pawpack. It's time now to move on to our chef, Donna Fitzgerald Vanan, who is the owner of Maximum Zen Bakery and Cafe in Clark Summit. Welcome to the program, Donna.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Fresh local berries are such a treat, I think, for everybody. Tell me about, for you, what do you like to do with blueberries in particular, but we'll talk about a variety of summer berries.
I love to use berries for everything. My grandfather in Tasmania was a berry farmer. He grew Lloyd George raspberries and strawberries and loganberries and currants, not blueberries though. You don't have blueberries in Australia. But at the moment, I'm using blueberries in blueberry muffins that I can't keep in stock. People are crazy for them. Blueberry and peach pies, raspberry, blueberry, and strawberry tarts. So, yep, lots and lots of berries. And I also use the juice of them to make lemonade as well.
So let's say you go to the Pawpack Blueberry Farm and you pick yourself a bunch of blueberries, or you go to the farmer's market or go to their farm store and you get some nice, fresh local blueberries. How do you store them? What do we do with them when we get them home?
Well, I store them in containers where they're loosely stored. Like, you don't want to squish them down because then they won't hold well. And you don't necessarily want to wash them until you're ready to use them because it doesn't help with the skins. But I just keep them in the refrigerator in like a nice loose container. If you freeze them together, like if you crowd them together, they're just going to turn into a clump. So you can just put them on a pan on some parchment paper and just spread them on out, put them in the freezer. And then when they're frozen, you can put them in a bag together and then they're fine. Like once they're frozen, they're not going to stick together.
A lot of people are familiar with the sweet part of things and using them in baked goods and things like that. They can be used for savory dishes as well. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I do a lot of blueberry and peach salsa with fresh corn and basil or fresh corn and cilantro. I make blueberry chutney, which is kind of like a family recipe, which has blueberries, apples, onions, a lot of vinegar and spices. It's very, very tasty, but it's much more of a savory sauce. And you could put blueberries and cheese in scones or in savory muffins and things like that. So they really are quite versatile. You don't have to be tied into just having them sweet. Like if you have blueberry jam, you could mix it with like maybe a little Dijon mustard and some honey and vinegar, and it makes a fantastic glaze.
What are some other savory ways we can use it?
You could do marinades with blueberries and lemon and, like I said, Dijon mustard and vinegar. Blueberries and blue cheese go really well together. If you wanted to make like a savory blue cheese tart, maybe some caramelized onion. I'm doing a salad this week that has peach slices and fresh blueberries and cherry tomatoes and corn because all of it's in season right here now.
So what is your favorite baking recipe for a summer berry?
Without a doubt, it is roasted strawberry, roasted raspberry, and fresh cherry slice with vanilla cashew cream.
Oh my goodness, that sounds divine.
I serve it here. I made up the recipe based off something that my granddad used to make when I was little. This year I've gotten really into roasting raspberries and strawberries with a little white sugar and lemon zest. It really enhances the flavor and makes an excellent product to work with.
Talk about how you roast them.
Usually I go at around 275, 300 degrees Fahrenheit because you don't want them to be too hot. And the easiest thing to do is, like raspberries, you don't really have to do anything to, just lay them on a tray. Strawberries, obviously, you have to hull them and chop them up a bit. And then to make the sugar, just get plain white sugar and zest, maybe one or two lemons, like zest the lemon peel into it and rub the lemon through the sugar and then toss the berries in the sugar and cook it in the oven for about 3 hours. It just cooks down really beautifully into almost like a jam. And then I strain the syrup off to use in other things in cooking, but what you're left with is fantastic. And then I mix that with fresh cherries and put it as a topping, and then I bake it in the oven on pies.
Oh, that's one of the problems with this show. I always wind up hungry by the end. Do you have any other suggestions or advice for home cooks who are finding the summer berries at their farmer's market or going out to farm stands or maybe you pick?
Take advantage of the fact it's out there. I'm a really big believer in eating food in season. And if you can get local berries, use them because they're going to be so much better and more delicious and flavorsome. And I think be a bit versatile. Try different things. Like, yeah, throw them in a salad. Try putting them in something savory. Just do other things with them.
Well, Donna Fitzgerald Vanon, thank you so much for joining us. She is the proprietor of the Maximum Zen Bakery and Cafe in Clark Summit. And earlier we heard from Bobby Morgan from the Pawpack Blueberry Farm in Pawpack. We loved having both of you with us today. Thank you so much. And joining me now, as she does every week, Carol Kinnear, the community health manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital and Wayne Memorial Health System, and also a registered dietitian. She joins us each week to talk about the main ingredients, place in a healthy, balanced diet. So blueberries is our topic for today. These are like little wonder fruits, aren't they?
They are amazing. And this is the time of the year that blueberries are abundant and you want to go out and pick them. So when we talk about blueberries, and berries overall are really one of the best fruits that you can have when you talk about antioxidants. Antioxidants help keep free radicals under control. Free radicals are those unstable molecules. In small amounts, they're okay, but when we have higher amounts of them, they can cause stress, which can lead to chronic disease.
They're so packed with antioxidants that you mentioned earlier, they're actually good for your skin.
When we talk about how our bodies work, it is a complete system. So one thing affects another thing. When you eat blueberries, the antioxidant effect benefits our whole body. So for example, our skin. Our skin is actually the biggest organ in our body, and we want to keep our skin healthy as a defense for the rest of our body and keeps the bad things out.
You know, what about the calories? Because they are such a wonderful sweet treat.
They are sweet, but one cup of blueberries only has about 84 calories and 15 grams of carbohydrate. But when you talk about a food with all the vitamins and minerals and antioxidants that has 15 grams of carbohydrate, in which almost 3 of those grams are fiber, it is a really beneficial fruit. 85% of that cup of blueberries is water. So this is a great way to get some fluid into your body, get those vitamins, get those nutrients, get those antioxidants.
So basically what you're saying is blueberries are not empty calories.
Exactly. So you're thinking about choosing that pack of M&Ms. One of those small packs, first of all, doesn't even equal a cup. And there's probably about 240 calories. Won't even talk about the sugar content versus blueberries.
Are blueberries going to be just as good for us if we have to freeze them?
Actually, yes, that is a great question. Everybody thinks fresh is better. But actually, if you get berries and they're just about at that ripe state, it is a great idea to freeze them because when you do, the nutritional value stays within them.
You can learn more about today's main ingredient and our guests, as well as find some delicious recipes on the web at seedsgroup.net and look for the Today's Main Ingredient page or visit todaysmainingredient.org. This program is produced by Seeds of Northeastern Pennsylvania to promote renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, and sustainable living in today's world. Today's Main Ingredient is made possible in part by grants from the Greater Pike Community Foundation, the Wayne Pike Farm Bureau, Overlook Estate Foundation, and is sponsored by Fertile Valley Farms and Wolf Spring Farms. Two local farms working together. Call 410-961-0413.